well to us.
Yes, going ahead, I saw that birth.
Yes.
I watched it when I was
that's what we want.
Years ago, nobody spoke in the Chancellor about development.
So, my opinion is quite simple. It's not that anything is wrong or anything. The only thing is, which is wrong is that it was organized for granting. And this has been converted into a kind of forum against the United States, but it was polarized in one side, in one side of America and the other United States. I told them honestly and sincerely in all my papers, I came here to make a great movement of friendship with the United States, not to be in a polarization of points. I know that the interests are two parts, one United States who helps and the other United States who receives. But we have to do that friendly.
Let me ask you
yes.
One question. Bill Rogers and I were talking the other day, and just as you know, he's going to give a big dinner for the diplomatic corps. I give a reception in the fall for the corps, but then he also pointed out that the OES was going to be meeting here, and so I was asked whether I would give a reception for that person, which I'm not sure. Probably will, you know, if you work out the date. I think it's in April, isn't it?
In April, from the fall to the 15th.
Yeah, I could do it but the point that I make is this, because I've never heard this discussed so frankly before. I wonder maybe if you come to point, you know, when I think of our Latin American countries, our friends down there, I'm sorry I haven't been able to go. It hasn't been just time, but it wasn't the right time. You know, we wouldn't want to go and have a lot of, you know, demonstrations and that sort of thing, which seems to be the way of the world today, but it would be better today than it was previously. So, my point is, here you take a Latin American country, not a major country like Colombia or Mexico or something, but this smaller one. So they have an ambassador to the United States. Maybe some of them also have an ambassador to the U.S. Sometimes they don't. Both jobs. That ambassador to the U.S. makes no sense. It's too much. Now, understand, I would not. Say this to you with confidence because I wouldn't want the ambassadors of the OAS to think that it does make sense to think of downgrading it. But is it your opinion that tell me, what kind of a structure would you set?
In
the
same way that you tell me this is not for conversation.
Sure, I know where it
is. I cannot say that either publicly because this is not my member of that.
Sure.
But my own opinion is fact that they are that when this was founded and this organization was created, it was meant for security,
exactly.
Not for development. If people are not interested now in security because they know that they cannot afford it,
it's a different world.
It's a different world. Rockets can fly along the
yeah.
So this group of men sitting down here on legal things and on international things which cannot be solved, I have mentioned, Mr. President, my proposal has been quite simple. I don't know whether the United States would like it, but my proposal that I presented fully in these 2 years is to transform at least a part of the OAS into a real developmental agency and to include, to invite to join in this exclusively developmental Canada as a member of the Mexican Spirit Movement, because that will create a better equilibrium, in my opinion. Big countries like Brazil and Argentina in the south,
otherwise,
Mexico in the northern part, yourselves and Canada, that will create a little bit. So that I don't know where Canada is interested or not, but I know that they are not interested in going to the U.S. because of the possibility of the discussions of political side. So my idea has been to try to push away, and that's why I suggested the formation of something similar to the OIC. It was a regional organization, but it was developed in such a way that you, the United States, and Canada, extracontinental countries, and Japan, could go into the U.S. why I resigned. I resigned for this political reason, Mr. President, because I came here for a great friends. And suddenly I find myself, I say, like a sandwich between the United States on one side, independent states and the other, Latin America, all together. And that was not my point of view. Yeah. I think this is crazy. I believe that we have to get it from Latin Americans, publicly, that I respect profoundly the opinion of all my countries at the United States, because I represent you as well in this moment. I feel as tied to you in the United States, as I said many times, as Bill knows it, as I've read it, as I have tied to Chile or to Argentina. So, I have said, we have to get the capital, we have to live in the same geographical space with the largest and most important superpower of the world. We have to use the enormous cooperation that the United States can give us in capital, in administration, in foreign private capital, in transfer of technique, and try to fight for not being absorbed by the United States, not politically, I've said that clearly, I know that they don't have any intention of, but the natural impregnation, I've used this expression, Mr. President, impregnation of the habits of an affluent society that we cannot afford. That's exactly my point of view, and it is published. This has created a certain good environment. So, in Bogota, they asked me not to resign. I said, I made my resignation fully with a complete conscience that I was doing the right political thing, as a political gesture to call the attention of the United States from one side and Latin America. I was not in agreement with what was happening. So they asked me, if you do not accept to resign, we ask you, we accept your resignation because you insisted. That's what they did about that. So I might resign, resign now. But they told me, please continue your post until September, when the new, we are going to call for a new meeting. And for that moment, please study some ideas along with that.
Nice. Good.
And that's what I'm doing. So my request to you, if you think it is possible and you think it's useful, is if you think along the same terms that I'm thinking, that something new in the political side, I foresee, Mr. President, if I might say so, I won't say that publicly either, but this is my opinion, some kind of a Nixon doctrine for Latin America in the 4 next years. Why not? You can do it politically. So my suggestion to you today would be simply this. Please, if you think it's convenient, appoint this very small group but of your surroundings, people who can be in touch with you and who have full confidence.
Within the government?
Within the government or outside, as you may wish. I don't have any. But someone who can be in close contact with ourselves. We have a small group. Of course, I can talk to you about that. But the work that people are, my work is previously helping me
spend more time on it myself, but you understood the policy.
Oh,
we tried to develop some core policies, and we worked hard on it, but we haven't gotten to the first time there. Now, the fourth point I would make, Order, is that, it's an extremely difficult situation for us to see, something like the Panamanian thing build up the way it is. That makes it difficult in this country.
And
we understand. If I were the president of Panama, I'd probably be kicking the ankle. When we look back at what happened with TR, first man that was ever in this office, in this Oval Office, Teddy Ray Roosevelt, we all know that what he did to Colombia and Panama was not one of our better hours. But it's happened. It's there. Right? Now, the point is that what we have here, I think, is a situation under where this anti-Americanism could be harmful to both. It could be harmful to the countries there, in South America, the rest, in the sense that, the American capital that would normally go there and so forth, the private capital would be frightened away if we didn't want that to happen. The second thing, it could be harmful to the United States, because here in this Western Hemisphere, despite all of this fact that the missiles are still between one place or another, if you have the whole of Latin America either, shall we say, neutral or neutral leading the other way, very poisonous situation, very difficult for us. We know that, and you know that. That's why the security thing, while obsolete in terms of conventional war, is still important in terms of the psychological. Now, I am telling my staff here, let's get something new. I told Meyer, fine man, Meyer, that's working, even though he's leaving, he's going to be home almost a 5-year-old. But I say, look, you have meetings with the OAS, and they have meetings with the Alliance, and you have meetings, and they all said, let's have a meeting of all the American presidents. Fine, we could do that. I could go to Panama, or maybe Bogota, or maybe Brasilia, or someplace, and we all get together. So we meet for 3 or 4 days. But there's one thing about the summit, which I said before, the China summit, before the Russian summit, and the doctor, you as a diplomat, I will appreciate it. I never believe in going to the summit unless I know what's on the other side. That's why the China summit succeeded and the Russian summit. And it would not be healthy, in my opinion, just to have all the presidents and the leaders of the Latin American countries in this hemisphere sit down and talk, unless we have a pretty good idea, and that's what we want to have come out.
Something has been settled before.
That's right. Settled by the experts. Or at least so that if it hasn't been settled, we've got options so that we know that at the highest level we can say, all right, we've all recommended this and we go. Now, having said all that, what it seems to me is needed now is some hard thinking and hard work about what the future should be. I mean, I'm glad that you're looking at this. All I can say, without committing to the idea, is to, away with the OAS. Let's or transform the OAS from a security body to an economic body and bring the Canadians in. I am not prepared to give an answer, except I will say this. I think that the present institutions are obsolete. I think that if I were particularly the leader of a smaller and poorer Latin American country, I'd say, why do I have to have 3 missions? Why not one? Here it is. And the other thing is, I think that there is a great need for us in the Western Hemisphere to think in terms of the world as it presently is, rather than as it was 75 years ago, or even 10 years ago when the Alliance was
set. That's right.
Even the Alliance has an approach that is now perhaps obsolete.
It's overcome by events.
By events. Now, the world has changed. Asia has been changed by the historic relation between DRC and America. It doesn't mean the communists have changed their views. We're all going to be hunky-dory friends, but it's changed. The Russian relationship has changed to a great extent. It's still very difficult. say it's a private investment, it can be perhaps greatly expanded. And that's very important too, provided the private investment is consistent with the laws of the countries involved. And here you've got the children.
Right.
So,
so
society you want. It's no society is ever going to be perfect, as we know. But what I think is that this, any idea that the U.S., this particular U.S. president, is going to take an attitude of arrogance, not arrogance, but this idea that we are of superiority, et cetera, et cetera, nonsense. As I travel the world, the more I travel, I thank God that the world is different. I want to be that way. I don't want it all to be like this. I thank God as I travel in the United States that all of our states are somewhat different in our city and so forth. I don't want it all to be the same. And I think that it's this respect for the individual nations and people's rights to develop and so forth. Now, where we have our internal, that's their position, that's their responsibility. Now, where we do have a foreign policy problem is whenever any nation and its external policies adopts policies that are antagonistic to ours, then when? And that crosses the line. But internally, that's another problem. And the United States will stay up here and lecture this or that or the other. They can lecture us, for us to lecture them.
No, I have. They want to present, we care about it in depth. I don't do that. What I'm searching for, I think is not impossible, it's not easy at this moment, is that the application of this doctrine, the Nixon doctrine in the world, could we select certain modalities specialized on Latin America? Why? Because we're in the same continent, the same geographical area, and many, many points of convergence. So this is what I feel that we have to be developing in the next, let's say, 4 years. In this very moment, which I think is essential, Mr. President, with this conversation, I'm going to tell you, the newspaper, and I must be outside,
sure.
That I inform you of the mandate that I have from all the countries of Latin America and all that, that I explained to you everything, and I reaffirm my conviction that you were very interested in trying to cooperate with the doctrine of no interference in any internal conflict. That's all I'm going to say, tell you, because something has to be told. Unless you say that.
You can say that I don't express a great interest in what your views were. I said that we, at this point, that the United States should re-examine our policy and conflict and so forth. So I don't want to ask the world. You can say that we're in a very good time. We feel that the hemisphere needs a tech, that the problem can have a high priority.
Finally, Mr. President, thanks very much for your courtesy of receiving me. Would you think that we put in the next weeks to come, after, for instance, after the General Assembly, to see what happens here, organize this contact, this private contact with us, with our group, in order to be able to advance the ideas that
what
we have.
What's the date you want it done?
Whenever you wish. I'll be ready as soon as I come back from Quito in about 10 days. And in that moment, Walter will be here, Gallo will be here, and I think we could, because it's quite simple.
Because everything you will set something up.
All right. And finally, do you permit me to call on you sometime in the after all this in August or before September, so I will explain to you what I've done, and to tell you personally what I've done.
Is that right? Great. Well, it's good to see you, and I wish you the best.